Phoenix Audio presents Who's Killing the Great Writers of America? By Robert Kaplow. Read by R.T. Johnson.
Who's Killing the Great Writers of America is a work of fiction. Although the story is set against the background of actual people and places, those people and places have been completely reimagined in the spirit of parody and burlesque. Robert Kaplow. Hip the canary, it'll be scary after the warm-up. Johnny Mercer. Chapter 1. Diarrhea on the Orient Express. As she studied an elderly woman with a walker, Sue Grafton thought, "We watch our friends one by one grow sick and die, and then one day they watch us grow sick and die." Grafton shook the thought out of her head. This was supposed to be her birthday trip. She turned for more life-affirming language to her paperback of Madame Bovary. No one can ever express the exact measure of his needs, his conceptions, or his sorrows, and human speech is like a cracked pot on which we beat out rhythms for bears to dance, to when what we really long for is to make music that will wring tears from the stars. Ain't that the fucking truth, she thought. She sat in the Stazione Ferrovia Santa Lucia in Venice. In front of the marble rectangular column in front of her, rising out of a mountain of luggage, stood a brass frame. It bore the sign, Venice Simplon Orient Express, boarding time. Beneath the words was a drawing of a clock, pale blue hands against a darker blue background. The clock indicated 10:25. Next to the sign stood a large bald man in a khaki short-sleeved shirt talking on a cell phone. His hand obscured his face, and the sun glinted off his aluminum attaché case. He'll be the killer.